Good afternoon. The trend will continue to be toward drier weather today, although it'll still take its time in moving out. The rain showers will persist across the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into southern portions of New England for a while longer, but to the north and west, particularly in the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley, we'll have more in the way of sunshine. A northwest breeze will bring much cooler air in place today, and the humidity levels will be down considerably as well, so it'll be a much more comfortable afternoon, and high temperatures on average will be in the lower to middle 70s. Skies will continue to clear out tonight, and it will be comfortably cool with readings back into the 40s. High pressure building in behind the front that brought the storms yesterday will bring us even more sunshine tomorrow. It'll continue to be breezy and pleasantly cool with highs in the lower 70s. That same high will dominate for one more day on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies, a notch or two milder with readings back into the middle 70s. On Thursday, a weak disturbance will pass through. There is the chance of a few showers, certainly more clouds, and highs in the lower 70s before another system heads our way for the day on Friday. That's when I think we'll have the best chance of rain this week. Otherwise, cloudy skies and temperatures around 70 degrees. Current timing has the showers lingering into part of the day on Saturday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy in the lower 70s, and the drying trend will take place into the second half of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the southern through the central high plains. Storms will likely develop by late afternoon within a zone of convergence and weakening convective inhibition along a trough of low pressure. Southeasterly winds and veering westerly winds with height at 30 to 35 knots will result in adequate effective shear for strong storms. Higher base supercells will be the initial storm mode, but some of the activity may eventually congeal into line segments and clusters and persist into the plains during the evening, supported by a strengthening low-level jet stream. Large hail and damaging wind will be the main threats through mid-evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 25 at Bodie State Park, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-70s. Boston, showers and possibly a storm in the upper 70s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature for today, 75. The average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1925. And the record low, 36, set in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler today, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Partly cloudy and refreshingly cool tonight, with lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, especially in New England today, drying out later, highs in the upper 70s, clearing tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers likely today, drying out later with highs in the middle 70s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the middle 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and cooler today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, pleasantly cool with highs in the lower 70s. More sunshine and mild weather on Wednesday with highs in the mid 70s. Back to some clouds on Thursday, still some sunshine with a chance of showers in the lower 70s. A better chance of a steadier rain on Friday with highs right around 70. For the weekend on Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with highs back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.